Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. It's Jacob Albrecht, Paul Savage in for Tommy Kester, Jad Chambers over there. We're rocking and rolling here on a Hawaiian shirt Wednesday, a tradition that... Well, Paul and I will die on that hill. We're trying to start a style trend, and if we're the only ones, that's just fine with us. But we'll do it as we get ready to hype you up for a game three of the ALDS. Royals Yankees doesn't get any better than this in October, and we get the first playoff game at the K in 9 years tonight, and it is going to be rocking. You headed up there? I know a bunch of people are. If you're headed up there, give us a call, leave us a comment, shoot us a voice message on the Odyssey app. All you got to do if you're listening to us on the Odyssey app, and this is great. If you're driving up to Kansas City and you drive out of the listening area, no worries. You've got the Odyssey app. You can listen to us that way and leave us a message there. The IHOP hotline, the good old-fashioned way to reach the program, 869-1240. It's brought to you by IHOP, which you can celebrate the weekdays with new IHOP house faves, all your favorites for just $6 Monday through Friday. You can also leave us those video comments. Thanks for watching us on 12 News Connected. Thanks for watching on Facebook, on YouTube, and X. All kinds of different ways to take in the show, and we're here for you. Coming up on the program today, we will talk with Sharias Latta, our KU insider, KU beat reporter for the Kansas City Star. He just sat down with Travis Goff, so we'll recap that conversation he had as the program is nowhere near where it thought it would be on October 9th of 2024. We'll get the latest there. We'll also bring in Wichita State Athletic Director Kevin Saul, top of the second hour for his biweekly visit. We'll get caught up on the Shockers and get the latest on one of the key basketball players and his quest to gain eligibility, if you will, from the NCAA. Also, I want to get Kevin's thoughts yesterday, a court ruling, some money being divvied up. What does that mean for the Shockers? Most of what we're reading about has to do with football, but a lot of it has to do with college basketball tournaments. So we'll get Kevin's thoughts on that. What do they know, if anything, yet, as that court case was decided yesterday? So that's coming up on the program. Your calls, your comments. We'll talk a little Chiefs. We'll talk a little NFL. Of course, the Robert Saleh news is about all you've seen nationally. The juicy Saleh news. We touched on it for just a second yesterday. We were kind of too busy. Maybe we'll get into that a little bit today. We have a quarterback controversy with the top team in the country, Texas. We'll get into that as well. Get you ready for it all. Paul, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Happy Hawaiian shirt Wednesday. It couldn't be better. I think we're going to have a good show today because there's a great variety of topics. I like these kind of days where you got a lot of things to choose from. Unfortunately, there's going to be some stories we leave out, but man, oh man, what an interesting Wednesday to do a sports talk radio show.
I mean, honestly, on a day like today, Paul, we could crumple everything up, throw it in the trash, and talk Royals for 2 hours.
Well,
I mean, it is.
You could do that,
too. It is buzzing. You know, like it's been almost a decade since fans have been able to go to the K and watch a playoff game, which seems impossible after we went through 2014, 2015, even the couple years after. never thought it would take this long to get back there.
Right.
And they're back there and they got a great opportunity tonight. We'll get into that. A couple other things. We'll give away a little HTO, as we always do.
Good.
Iced tea and coffee. We're also going to give away some Wichita Thunder hockey tickets. That opener is coming up in 9 days. So we'll get you a chance to get some tickets to some hockey. Always a good time there with the Thunder. It's going to be a fun show. Let's start, Paul, with the Royals here as we get ready now for a game three. We saw two game threes last night in Major League Baseball. The two home teams won. Maybe that's a sign of things to come. The Mets win convincingly over the Phillies. And the Padres and Dodgers play another wild, drunk playoff baseball game that is just energetic and loud and crazy. I would guess that what we see out of the Padres faithful is similar to what we'll probably see out of the Royals faithful tonight for very different reasons. But Paul, I cannot wait to see the energy tonight that's coming from the K. Fans have waited a long time for this. Mm-hmm. You got a chance to take down the hated Yankees here in the AL. Everybody hates the Yankees, right? Unless you're a Yankees fan, everybody hates the Yankees. Kind of like the Cowboys, kind of like the Lakers. You know, they're that team. And here come the little old Royals, right? 106 losses a year ago. Here they are, kind of limp into the postseason a little bit. Boy, they've been red hot. They ought to be up 2-0 in this series. It's tied 1-1. Critical game, obviously. I think the team coming back home in a 1-1 tie of a five-game series wins at about 60% of the time. Now, I never like those stats too much. You know, it's all eye of the beholder. How does the pitching line up and all of those things? Pitching lines up pretty good for both teams, Paul. So it's, you know, it's even. The Royals are, I mean, it's basically a pick 'em tonight as far as a betting line. I think we know that it's going to be it's probably going to be a short outing for Lugo. They're not giving much of a leash. I hope it's not. That means he's a game Lugo. And here we go. We're ready for a game three. And Paul, it doesn't get any better than this.
Yes, I'm going to ask you a question, and then I'm going to really answer your question for you. Here's the question. If I had told you at the beginning of the year, or maybe let's say late fall, maybe the first of the year, I would have said, you know, the Kansas City Royals will be able to beat the New York Yankees in a five-game series and win at home. Win at home. Am I crazy? Let me answer the question for you.
Did you ask me that question?
I wanted to ask you that because if I would have said, yeah, I'm predicting that the New York Yankees will come into Kansas City for game three and four of a playoff, and the Royals win that series at home, you would have said I'm crazy. Crazy.
No, I mean,
well,
I wouldn't
yes,
have.
You would.
If you would have asked me in May or June, I wouldn't have. We have been on board, and I've got receipts. I've got a bet on them, an early season 200-1 odds to win the World Series bet. It became pretty clear to me that this team had a real shot if they could get there. It was more about, for me, it was more about if they can get there than when they get there. Because the way their starting pitching has gone all year, you loved them if they can get there. You just didn't know if they'd have enough ammo to get there, and they have. So, look, I like them. I think they line up. I think and it's the bullpen. Now, if you said, Paul, to me, you know, late in the season, the Royals will come into, you know, their fifth game of the postseason here with the strength of the team thus far being the bullpen, and it's lights out performances across the board, that's when I would have called you crazy. I'd have said you're nuts. There's no chance.
I knew you'd
There's
call
no
me,
chance that would be the case.
I knew you'd call me crazy somewhere along this radio show. That's for darn sure. But with that being said, it's a phenomenon that's just unbelievable. And, you know, one of my observations is, and this is just anecdotal, I mean, I can't prove it or anything, but, you know, I have seen probably 6-7 Kansas City Royal caps being worn by individuals. And I look at that and I think to myself, you know, you see that over the course of, say, a couple of days, and you think to yourself, I'd have never seen these things. I didn't even see them during the regular season half the time. And in the past couple of years, we hardly saw them at all. And I thought to myself, you know, people appreciate a winner. People appreciate this baseball team. People like this baseball team. Because part of the thing is that the guys, the superstars, the Witts, the Salvies, all these are guys you can identify with. These are guys that you like, you want to root for. And that's the beautiful thing about Kansas City right now is that when you look at this roster, there's a lot of good guys. There's a lot of overachieving with a lot of guys. You know, the Bobby Witts, the Salvies, we all expect them to do, you know, X, Y, and Z. They will get done with what they've got to do. We expect that. We're assured that they'll get that. And they hardly ever let us down in that area. So I'm just saying that this is a series with the New York Yankees because there's nobody else you'd rather beat. There was no one else that I would rather beat. And part of it is our good buddy Joe Rocco is a diehard, you know, New York Yankees fan. Come on. I mean, you know, Bronx, all that. Well, he is. He's not ever going to change. He's just not going to change. We just can't fix him. I mean, I've sent him off to, like, concentration camps, and, I can't get him corrected. But what the point being is that who else would you rather see in this series? My only regret is we talked with our Kansas City Royals insider yesterday. I'd have just liked to have seen a seven-game series. That's what I'd like to have seen. But if the problem with a seven-game series is the Judge wake up, maybe Judge clicks it back into gear, and then this becomes a little bit of a different series. Right now, I mean, particularly in game two in New York, I mean, you know, he's not doing a whole lot. He ekes out one hit, you know, and it's just barely a hit, and he beats out an inside roller on, you know, for a single, and he barely beat it out. So, I mean, you know, what happens when Judge comes alive, his bat gets back to a certain extent, it's going to be an interesting thing. But I'll tell you what, the Royals are playing so well, and relief pitching, as you have said, has been outstanding. Listen, I'm not going to be shocked to see the Royals wrap up this thing at home. All in two wins, and they're moving on.
I agree. I don't know if I think they'll get it done in two games or three games. I think they'll get it done, though.
You don't want to go back to New York. You don't want it. You don't.
I don't care. You know, I don't really care for this. For this team, they already went to New York.
Well,
and with Reagans and won the game.
Well, this is a story.
But yeah, I'd rather see him win it at home. Well, of course, I would.
You don't want to roll the dice because this is good conversation for this radio show. Are you kidding? How much fun have we had in the last three, 4 weeks with regards to, you know, talking about the Kansas City Royals? So you want to see it? Of course, we wanted to see it go on. But you know, who else would we rather be playing right at this moment than the New York Yankees? For God's sakes, the dreaded New York Yankees.
Yeah, look, Austin chimes in, says, you know, I'm looking at Jazz Chisholm. I'm trying to find what Jazz Chisholm said. Something to the effect of not fearing the Royals, which is fine. That kind of stuff doesn't bother me. Austin says, when are these teams going to stop poking the bear of Kansas City team, Cincinnati, Jazz Chisholm? He's talking about the Bengals. When will they learn? Teams are confident. I'd rather my team be confident, right? Like, you'd like to see them deflect, maybe like Patrick Mahomes. But if a player gets up there and is like, yeah, I'm confident our team's going to beat that team, would you rather him get up there and say, you know what? I think it's too much. I think we're going to lose. We're pretty scared to go back there. They're not going to say that.
Hey, no. Jake, it's Jacob,
bother me.
No.
Yeah.
Real quick, do you want to hear what he said? I have it.
Yes, I do. Let's hear it.
Here we go.
Still feels the same that we're going to win it, you know. I don't feel like anybody feels any different, you know. We're going to go out there and do our thing still. We still don't feel like any team is better than us. Like you said, we had a lot of missed opportunities tonight, so they just got lucky.
Ooh. Now, I was fine with everything until the last sentence
Till the lucky thing.
They just
thing.
Got lucky.
That was it.
You can use that. Austin, I'll concede that. That was dumb. That was a dumb thing to say.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, everything was fine until they got lucky. That's a problem. Yeah, that's a problem. The Royals are going to use that a little more than normal. So thank you, Austin, for pointing that out. And thanks, Jad, for having that ready. Let's take a look at the pitching matchup tonight when we return. We got Shreyas Lotta coming up this hour as well. Kevin Saul joins us top of next hour. I appreciate Prayer Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up here. Although, you know, the energy's not needed on a Hawaiian shirt Wednesday in which we get the first Royals home playoff baseball game in about a decade. We got the energy today. It's all Brockton Savage. We'll be right back.
97.5 and 1240 K.
Back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Royals are in the Major League Baseball playoffs, and they're available for free to listen to right here on KFH and on the Odyssey app. Tune in tonight. Coverage begins at 5:30 as the Royals look to even the series, take advantage in the series back at home at the K. You can simply download the Odyssey app and search for KFH at game time as well. This portion of the program brought to you by Crestview Country Club, a great place with a 6 p.m. first pitch tonight. To go out and watch the Royals, have a couple beers, have some wings, great bar and restaurant there at Crestview. Check it out. Check out the facilities. Think about all those different memberships they've got. Tell them we sent you there here from Sports Daily. Paul, we look at a pitching matchup. So you've got Lugo going for the Royals. He has faced the Yankees twice this year. And in those two games, he had one really, really good start. Most recently, that was in New York in September. He went 7 innings, struck out 10, allowed no runs, only allowed 3 hits in the 7. He also played against them and pitched against them at the K way back in early June. Not as good. Still made it 7 innings, gave up 4 earned runs through 7. I don't think they would give him that long of a leash if he's given up 4 runs and 8 hits. So a couple of starts for Lugo. He's at least got a little experience with this lineup. Maybe you take away the gains he was able to make in his second start against them. And then you look at Clark Schmidt. He has not started against the Royals this year. His last few times out will take away. So he doesn't typically get deep into games. He hasn't gone more than 5 innings since May 16th, Paul. In his last, let's just look at the month of September. He got up to 5 2/3, I should say, on September. He hadn't reached 6 innings since May 16th. But he's been pretty good. He gives up some runs, though. His most recent start, his last start of the season, came against Pittsburgh. He gave up 4 runs in 4 innings. When I look at all of this on paper, it's a pitching matchup. It ought to be a pitching matchup for the Royals tonight. When you look at Schmidt and Lugo, Schmidt has been pretty hittable. He walks guys. He had 4 walks in his last start. He had 3 walks. He has had 8 walks over his last 3 starts. So patience will be key. He has been able to strike guys out. That is not something that the Royals do. They're one of the best teams in baseball at not striking out. It feels like a pretty sizable pitching advantage to start things off for the Royals tonight.
I like that, and you're exactly right. I mean, right now at this point, who would you rather have on the mound right now than Lugo? I think you'd say Lugo, wouldn't you?
Reagan's has been good.
Yeah, but I would
give a slight nod to Reagan's probably, but it's not much because Lugo's capable, Paul,
yes,
of those
is.
Magical starts, of getting you deep into a game, of all his pitches working. Now, he's also probably a little bit more capable of a dud start at this point.
Well.
But it hasn't been much, right? He hasn't had one of those. Oh, you look at his start in mid September, that Detroit start where he gave up 4 runs in 4 2/3. Other than that one, though, Paul, he had put in his last start, you can throw in the trash can, that 2 inning, basically just stay loose start against the Braves. But other than that, he had gone, that was the only not really good start in 5 starts. He seems to have found his groove. You know, he came out of the All-Star break and was kind of stumbling through there August. And then August 30th, things seemed to click. It was a start in Houston where he was consistently giving them 7 innings. You know, 4 out of his last 5 starts, he was able to do that. And in fact, it was 5 out of his last 7 starts, he was able to do that. So he's been really good far more often than he's been shaky. I like that he's been able to pitch to this team and against this team 2 times. I think that's a good thing for a guy like Lugo, who is, a cerebral pitcher, a lot of pitches. He'll have, some history and some research to use against this, what can be deadly lineup. I mean, that's the fear when you play the Yankees, right, is they just kill you with home runs. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden things get away from you. Mm-hmm. The spacious ballpark here. But that's what you worry about a little bit. But I think if we look at it, we're being honest. I don't think there's anybody in the world that wouldn't tell you on paper going into this that it's not an advantage in the pitching department to Kansas City.
That's right. And, of course, the atmosphere, I mean, you and I have both. I haven't been to near as many, you know, big games in the K as you've been to. But I've been to a few of them that were pretty good size. And, you know, the crowds were, you know, close to sellouts. And the atmosphere can be pretty good at the K. And, you know, you throw that in with, you know, I just think to myself, here you are. You have a chance to, you know, close out at home the New York Yankees and move on. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, this is, you know, you get up for those kind of things. Because baseball's not the kind – it's not like a football deal where you rah, 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 let's go play the game. You play once a week in football and you play, you know, every day in baseball practically with a few days off. But – you know, just what an atmosphere it's going to be. And for the fans, I think for the fans, just think. I mean, there's been a lot of diehard Royals fans that in the last few years, they've put up with a lot, haven't they, Jacob? Put up with a lot. And now here you are, a chance to close out the New York Yankees. I want to see the closeout in Kansas City. That's what I want to see.
I would take a win tonight and a win tomorrow.
And tomorrow night.
I'm almost taking coach speak. I don't even want to think about tomorrow yet. Because
Coach
this
speak.
One is, you know, this one is big. And again, one of the things that I really like about the Royals and their chances in this postseason is it's hard for me, unless they got into a 7-game series down 3-0, it's hard for me to imagine them ever needing to press. They're just not in their DNA. It's not necessary. So regardless of tonight, that's what I mean. Just this one, let's see what happens here. I think it's advantage Royals. Vegas has it as a pick'em. It's the first time in this postseason the Royals are not underdogs, which is interesting. And they're not favorites. It's just a pick'em, right? They're not. You know, it is what it is. So we'll have it for you here on KFH. Much more on this game as we make our way through. We're going to take a pause here, and we're going to come back. Trius Lotta sat down with Travis Goff for the KC Star to talk about the state of the football program. Heading into the bye week, good timing there. We'll get Shreyas's take on that. Anything to be excited about with KU basketball as well? That's our KU insider, Shreyas Lotta. He joins us next on Sports Daily.
It's that time, Sports Daily, getting all the inside information on the Kansas Jayhawks. Let's go now to the KU football and basketball beat writer from the Kansas City Star, Shreyas Lotta.
All right, and we are welcoming you back into Sports Daily on a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. Shreyas Lotta joining the program, and we are happy to have Shreyas here. It's great timing for us as Shreyas is wrapped up and put a story out right now about a conversation with KU Athletic Director Travis Goff. That story dropped, what, about an hour ago, Shreyas? You can find it by following Shreyas on X at SHRE98. Of course, find it at the KC Star, and we'll talk about it here to give you a little appetizer of it. Shreyas, this kind of a conversation everybody's wanting to have right now. There's an anger around KU football, but I think bigger than that, there's maybe a fear of apathy around KU football, and I'm glad you were able to ask that particular person about it, because I do think it's the greatest danger of this really unfortunate start to the football season.
Yeah, I think 100%. I think it's interesting. You know, Goff remains optimistic. He said he's an optimistic person by nature, so I get it. I think it's one of those things that, you know, this season, and he admitted to it, is disappointing. And whatever happens the rest of the way, they're on the verge of being eliminated from bowl contention. Basically, that means they got to win out, it feels like. He talked about it. You know, he understands the fans' frustrations. And I think he made a really good point in the sense of, fans are frustrated because they care. I think back in the day, you know, maybe even 5-10 years ago, I don't think fans would have cared this much, you know, about KU football being bad. And I think that in itself is a sign of progress of how far KU football has come. He talked about, you know, the foundations that they've laid down will prevent cracks from forming and stuff like that. I think that's interesting because at the end of the day, that's great. you know, maybe they don't go back to some of the things that came out in the last mile or David Beatty or whatever era. But I think he said it best, and I agree with the sentiment, is we measure things in wins and losses. And if they're not winning next year, which I don't think they're going to win a ton next year with the amount of roster turnover and all that, and they're not winning this year, how much patience do people really have for KU football?
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Football to be bad.
Well, and if you look at next year, there is a path to turning it around quickly, but that path is largely dependent on the support of the fan base through NIL. And so, you know, one of the pieces of that fear of creeping back toward what it was is that the fans won't be motivated to show up, to do the things they need to do for a quick turnaround, to get players in, all of those things. That becomes the challenge now is, okay, if this year doesn't make a bowl game, all those things, and I read in your story that, you know, the stadium is in no danger and it will open in August of 2025 and all those things. Okay. Are fans going to help you field a good team? Because that's the road where, you know, that's the path we're traveling now in college football, is you have to be able to go get guys. And, you know, will fans be motivated to go replace and help with the turnover of this roster? You're already asking those fans to help you build a football stadium. I'm concerned that there is a tap out at some point and be like, I've had enough here.
No, I think that's completely, you know, valid concern. And it's something that I, you know, looking back and reflecting on the interview with Goff, I think there were moments when I went back and listened, I was like, I should have pushed him a little bit more on this, you know, because you're in the moment, you know, you have a 30-minute interview and you're like, okay, you push a little bit, you push back, you know, it's my editor said it best yesterday. It's a little bit of a boxing match, right? You know, you're going in, he's coming in prepared, I'm coming in prepared. And he, you know, me and Travis have a good relationship, but any, you know, interview where you're coming in and talking about a team that is sitting at 1-5, when everybody, including him, me, you guys, everybody associated around covering, you know, Kansas football thought they'd be much better than they were, you know, it's where they're at is disappointing. And I think, you know, I didn't mention this in the story. I'll probably have something on this later. But he talked about it, you know, with NIL. He says he feels confident about it. He's talking about, you know, Kansas has two things that I think what every player wants is playing time. That's going to be readily available next year. And NIL money. He seems pretty confident that Kansas will have the NIL money to replenish the team that's going to be gone after this year. I mean, what, they have 15, 16 starters that will leave, 30 seniors in total. You know, and I was discussing this with friend of mine, you know, it's interesting to see what happens because Jalen Daniels has another year. Is he going to come back or will he enter the transfer portal? And honestly, objectively saying this, not based on the inside info or, you know, whatever, but it doesn't seem like it makes a ton of sense if they win 3 to 5 games total for him to come back next year, in my opinion, for either party.
Well, you know, I've decided to push you. I'm going to push you and push you and push you. Right now, Sharice, are you ready to be pushed? Because I'm going to ask you, well, first of all, about the NIL and Jalen Daniels is, come on now, enough NIL, and you come back. You will come back if the money is right. Come on. We all know that. Money talks, and you know what walks. But I'm going to push you on this right here, right now, because I look at the remaining schedule with Houston, Kansas State, Iowa State, BYU, Colorado, Baylor. You know, if the University of Kansas does not beat Houston this weekend, I'm going to make a statement. If KU doesn't beat Houston, or this next week, not this week, next week, if they don't beat Houston, who do they win? Who do they beat? Where will they get a win? Because I'm not sure that I can predict that KU can beat any of these teams. What happens to this team if they what happens if they don't beat Houston this coming week or this following week after this weekend?
Well, you know, if they don't beat Houston this week or this next week, you can stick a fork in them because they're done. Bowl contention is out of the window at that point, so it doesn't matter, right? You know, I'm looking at the remaining schedule, and the only two games I'd see that they could win is potentially is that Colorado game and Arrowhead or the Baylor game. But that's on the road, I think, if I remember correctly. Those are two games that'll be a toss-up potentially. I mean, I'd lean probably Colorado and Baylor if at that point you're losing to Houston. You know, the season's done. You know, Houston is not a good team. You know, I think one of the most disappointing things, if you're a KU fan, and I'm not, but just looking at it from the outside in, is – like the way they've lost has probably been the most frustrating thing. You know, you can point to four out of the last five games where they were right there until the end. And I think about it, you know, like that just certain, like one or two things change. And we're talking about one of the best starts of Kansas football history instead of, wow, they need to fire everybody. Everyone needs to be let go. We got to bench this guy, bench that guy. You know, the perception of it is so dependent on like one or two things. And I know that's, you know, disingenuous to say in the sense of like, you know, everyone can say that about every game ever, right? One or two things change, something can be different, whatever. But Kansas's way they're losing is a constant way they are losing. You know, like they're doing it in a way like, you know, they're giving up first half, you know, touchdowns. I think they've been outscored like 38-0 in like the last 90 seconds of the first half. They're struggling to contain. Like these are patterns of behavior. It's not just one thing. And, you know, like that's why it's hard for me to sit there and tell you that they're definitively going to win a game the rest of the year, because up to this point, I had them winning multiple games. You know, I was talking to Carter Stanley about this, you know, like even the most, I think, downtrodden KU fan probably had them sitting with at least three wins at this point.
Well, sure. Yeah, there's no question. Trey Slotta joining us at SHRE98 on X. KU beat reporter for the KC Star. Yeah, look, I look back, and the consistency is that they blow these leads. I get it. But there for a while, we thought, okay, is it the offensive coordinator to blame? Is it Jalen Daniels to blame? And they both had their share. They were both good against Arizona State. That was easily Daniels' best game of the year. And you put up 31 points, and the offense was clicking as well as it has, you know, at least from, you know, from a passing game, running game combination. They were balanced. Everything was good. They had 411 yards in the game, and they still find a way to lose to Arizona State 35-31. Now, the Sun Devils may be better. They probably are than we thought they'd be. But it's the same thing. Now, okay, well, you can't blame Grimes and Daniels for that one, right? They were good in that game. So now who do you blame? Like, you know, like what it's just one thing after another.
It absolutely is. And I think, you know, I'd mentioned this to a friend of mine. It was like, you know, every time it seems like they've solved something, another problem arises. You know, it's like, you know, when you fix a leak and you patch it up with some duct tape or whatever, you know, silly putty, and it works for a little bit. And then another leak comes in another area and you're like, oh, my God, I gotta get rid of that thing. It feels like that with KU football right now. They're just using duct tape to patch up something that systematically right now is not working on either end of, on you know, the ball. We can sit there and say Jeff Grimes and Jalen Daniels had one good game out of the last six. That systematically means it's not working. Brian Borland's had three good games out of the last six. That's systematically, that means it's not working. And if Kansas coach Lance Leipold is not ready to make the changes to something with this team this season, I mean, effectively almost over anyways, but it's, you know, what's worthwhile for this season at this point? You know, might as well just put Isaiah Marshall in the last four games, see what you have in him as quarterback, right? Because Jalen's not going to come back next year, most likely, if they're sitting there with three wins. Why would you come back in your last year when you want to go to the NFL, you know, with an offensive coordinator that clearly doesn't utilize your skill set as well as Andy Kotelnicki did? And clearly there's a rust thing. You know, tomorrow, if Jalen Daniels transferred to like an Oregon or a Washington or, you know, a USC or Nevada or wherever, and he pops off, I wouldn't even be surprised, right? Because they're utilizing his strengths and his this thing, play style and all that. And also, you're another year removed from that back injury that he suffered last year, right? So at this point, everything with this season hangs in the balance with the Houston game. And I know we say this every week. Oh, my God, Kansas needs to win. Kansas needs to win. But like, if they don't win this week, I don't expect Kansas fans to show up against Colorado or Iowa State. I expect it to be outnumbered both ends. They said to me it was 47,000 for attendance. I don't know if that number is entirely correct.
That's how many tickets they sold. Of course. That's how many tickets they sold, not how many people.
Yeah, it was, you know, like I was in that stadium, you know, 10 minutes before I posted a video. Obviously, Kansas fans showed up late usually to most games. So, like, you know, they filled out decently well. But, you know, like in a 78,000 person stadium, you can see a difference in 30, 35, you know, 40,000 seats being open. How much more will that be if Kansas is sitting at one win and you're playing Colorado? Are Colorado fans going to even travel for that game? I don't know if they will.
Depends on what they do this weekend, probably.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And Iowa State fans, I mean, they travel really well, but maybe don't travel as much because of Kansas not being what Kansas is. You know, the funniest thing I think that could happen the rest of the way, as somebody who's a reporter, is they don't win another game except Kansas State. Objectively, that would be a little funny.
Well, look, they're good. That's the thing. And I'm optimistic too, in maybe a little different role than Travis Goff, obviously. But I do think, by and large part, the players are there. You know, the things are there that we all liked going into the season. I don't even really care about a bowl game as much, and maybe KU fans care more about that than I do. It's just, can this team get to the point where they're playing well and winning these games? That, you know, at some point you refocus and that can be enough, but it has to come now and it has to come multiple times to sort of reignite you. Because I would say this too. It wasn't that long ago that, you know, 3, 4, 5 wins, whatever it was exciting for KU fans. When KU fans think their team has a chance to go in there and win a game, they're there. They're up for it. That's what I've learned in a decade here. The problem right now is nobody feels like they're going to win the game. That's the problem. Nobody felt like they were going to stop Arizona State on the final drive. Nobody thought they were going to take the ball down the field against UNLV and go get that win. People aren't confident that this team's going to win. That's the problem. They can fix that by winning a couple of games, even if they don't make a bowl game. Just win a couple games and let people know, hey, we can go win these games. Of course they can, because they keep finding tragically, you know, heartbreaking ways to lose them. They can win them, and they just got to do it. It's wild. Shreyas, we appreciate the conversation. Appreciate your conversation with Travis Goff. Again, we'd point people to the Kansas City Star to find that. You can get it. It just dropped a little bit ago. Appreciate it. Hopefully with a week off, whatever it is, can be corrected and we can get the buzz going back. Who, you know, it's not going to be the college football playoff or any of those things. Maybe it can be a bowl game. Doesn't matter. Just win some games.
No, I think that's the proper sentiment. And just kind of adding on to that, I'll have another story about some, I talked to Travis about the KU football coaches that left. Yeah. And that was a pretty interesting conversation because obviously Anna Kotelnicki was talked about. So sure. That'll probably come out tomorrow.
Sorry I pushed you so hard, Shreyas. I didn't mean to push you that hard. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I had no issues with it. I'm always, you know, I'll say what's on my mind. To be honest with you, I don't know if they're going to win another game.
I'm just playing with you. You're fun.
That Jalen Daniels eligibility is interesting. And I think, you know, what happens in these final games probably does impact that. All right, Shreyas Lotta, we appreciate it. We'll do it again next week.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
It's good. Go check out the story. I mean, I don't know what to say to KU fans. I'm friends with a lot of them. We have conversations all the time. There is a feeling of no hope right now. No. That can be corrected. Well, that can be corrected. But they got to start winning some games. Winning some of these games.
Well, thank you for that.
No, but it's not just obvious. What I mean is, like, it doesn't have to be winning all of them. It doesn't have to be bowl game. It has to be when you wake up on a Saturday, you're making your plans for the weekend, thinking about, do I have a chance to watch KU win this game? If I'm going to drive up to Lawrence, are they going to win this game? Those are the things, like, you can still, like, if that confidence can come with a 4-5 win team. If people believe that they're playing better and can do it, mm-hmm. I think the talent on the roster, Paul, mm-hmm. didn't change, right? Like, you know,
we all wondered what KU, K-State would look. Can you just have KU fans wonder again if they have a chance to beat K-State?
Right, right. That's a good question. And I'm going to ask you a quick question too. A two-pronged question, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Does the University of Kansas want Jalen back, or would you think it might be beneficial to maybe
It's too early. I would say it's too early. I would say they'd need to evaluate. If it doesn't get markedly better, they're going to have to make a decision on whether they want to change, you know, in the coaching staff or with Jalen. If it doesn't get better, you can't bring both back. So I suppose at that point, if you're Leipold and the decision makers, you've got to decide which direction you want to go there. So I would say it's probably still too early. Daniels was good against Arizona State. Best game of the year for him. Not even really close. Was it peak Jalen Daniels? No, it was not. But it was much better, right? Mm-hmm. And so maybe that improvement still continues, and then you move on and you do some things. So we'll see. It's going to be a fascinating end of the year. Here we go. It's coming for us. All right. You know what else is coming for us?
What's that?
Kevin Saul in the second hour.
Yeah, baby.
So we'll have that for you coming up. There's some NCAA stuff we want to pick his brain about a little bit and get the latest on, Mate, the basketball player, the international player, and what his status is. Do we have any updates there? So we'll pick his brain on both of those things. Shocker volleyball's into conference play now as well. Before we hit the break, though, let's do our first giveaway. Let's do the hockey tickets now. So Wichita Thunder hockey is back, the home opener versus Kansas City, Friday, October 18th. KFH wants to hook you up with some tickets to enter. Just text the word Thunder to the number 20357, another text to win contest. It's your chance to win a pair of tickets from KFH. Message and data rates apply. That's the keyword Thunder to the number 20357. Pretty simple. We'll have that for you. We'll give away some HTO in the second hour as well. When we return, Wichita State Athletic Director Kevin Saul stops by the program. We'll have that for you, and we will get more into some other storylines in the second hour. We'll continue to talk Royals. We will talk a little NFL, too. The Saleh situation, big injury for the Texans I'm just seeing. Pop across that we'll get to. It's all coming for you at Sports Daily. Don't go away.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.